Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to That's Relatable. My name is Brooke. For those of you who are new to the show, I like to get on this little platform and talk about struggles, things I have dealt with, things that you guys have dealt with, just like the ins and outs of adulthood and parenting and just like being individuals as well. You know, the goal is to just kind of share those things and hopefully bring some encouragement to whoever needs it. So today I am diving into the topic of social anxiety, because it seems like everywhere you look, like there's like a meme or like some sort of reel or something kind of joking, but kind of serious about how anxious we are as a whole, like as a society. We're just so bent out of shape, anxious, and just like in our own heads when it comes to social interactions. There's little jokes here and there about how hard it is to make friends as an adult and just going into different environments and having to be social or getting to be social, but we look at it as a chore and something that really is out of our comfort zone. And I say that even from my perspective, where I consider myself to be extroverted for the most part. I mean, sometimes if my social battery is just like totally down and out, like obviously that plays a part into how outgoing and social I'm going to be. But really, I think part of that just plays into like in general, as a society, we start to really put so much pressure on ourselves to make like this picture perfect, just zero imperfections sort of impression on others. We want people to love us and we want to be accepted and we want to be like the main event of every conversation and every situation. We want to be so included, and you know, it makes us scared. We put up a defense mode, I feel like, when we are in new environments where maybe that's not going to be the case. Maybe we're not going to click with the others there, and we start kind of spiraling out of control and imagining, oh my gosh, well, what if they think I look stupid and I don't even really like my outfit myself? They probably are thinking I look like an idiot. Like, I just don't look like I belong here. I don't even know how to talk to people. And it just kind of spirals. And I think it's like a very widespread and common thing that we all kind of deal with at one point or another, even if you are extroverted like myself. I'm very familiar with this as well. And it has taken a lot of like just personal growth and like just trying to hype myself up and reassure myself that no, I'm not weird. No, I'm not like annoying. Maybe to some people, but guess what? Those aren't my people then. And so who really cares? Like, we are so fixated on this idea that we have to be best friends with everybody we meet. And the second that we find someone that we don't meet or don't totally, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, just a person we don't totally mesh with, we automatically are like, oh my gosh, they probably think I'm so stupid. And I think where this stems from is like, we assume that other people are looking at us like, oh my gosh, they're so stupid. Oh my gosh, who are they? Oh, that's so embarrassing for them. When in reality, they are probably having the exact same self-doubting, social anxiety thoughts that you are about themselves. Like, we're the main character in our own minds. We always think people are concerned about what we're doing, how we're dressed, how we're talking, how we're socializing, what we're about. Like, they are always worrying about themselves. That's the biggest thing that I feel like I have realized as an adult, is I'm always concerned about the impression I'm making on others. And I feel like people are hardcore judging me, when in reality, they are dealing with the same insecurities and they are also worrying about the impression that they're making to me. And when I take it from that perspective, I'm like, who, like, why would anybody care how they come off to me? Like, I'm just like, like, I don't really care. Like, I feel like I'm fairly welcoming. Like, I mean, maybe someone disagrees. I hope not. I hope I'm a welcoming, nice person and you guys would agree on that. And I hope that I have that sort of reputation, but whatever. So for me, I'm like, why would anybody try to impress me or care what I think? Like, I am just here to hang out. Cool. You like me. I like you. Let's be friends. Like, that's my stance. And more times than not, that's the other person's stance too on who we're so concerned about. And I feel like it really just takes a second to like, take that perspective, look from the outside in and realize like everybody is worrying about themselves. And if you can let that sink in, it takes so much of the pressure off of you that's not even really there. Like, it goes back to this thing of, like, our thoughts truly control every single aspect of our lives and how we live and how we operate and who we talk to and just the way we carry ourselves, the posture of our heart, the posture of our attitude. Like, our thoughts are so stinking powerful that really can dictate your whole life, right? And so if you one thing I've noticed is I have to purposefully go into my mind and change and alter my thoughts to match up with the way that I want to live my life. Like, I have to adjust my thoughts to match the energy that I hope I carry around myself. It's not something that's just natural. It doesn't just come easily. So a lot of times I feel like people assume, like, oh, that's just how they are. They've got it down pat and they're so confident. No, like, me personally speaking, I have had to, it feels like physically, but like I have to go into my own mind and make that switch happen so that I start to believe that I am confident, that I am energetic, that I am welcoming, that I am nice. And when I start to believe that about myself, that just naturally becomes the energy that I carry around myself. And hopefully the energy that I give off to other people around me. And so this is so embarrassing. Don't judge me for this, but this is seriously what I've done in the past before. If I'm going to an event or a gathering or something, and I know there's going to be a lot of people there, and I'm nervous, my social anxiety is starting to rev up a little bit, like, I will have a self-talk in my head, like, no, you are fun, you are smart, you're a good time to be around, you're funny, and you're just carefree. Like, I'm giving myself all of these compliments to get myself in the right mindset of stop downplaying myself, right? I'm not annoying. I'm not weird. I'm not awkward. I'm just a normal human who likes to go out and have fun and hang out. And once I kind of tap into that side and be like, no, like, yeah, that is me. I am fun. I am nice. I am funny. Like, whatever. Like, I am able to go talk to people and I don't have to make a big deal out of it. I don't have to pick myself apart and just automatically assume that everyone's going to look at me like I'm a freaking weirdo. If I can get myself into that mind space, I go into social gatherings and different events so much more happier and so much more lighter and so much more like carefree. And that's the other thing. Like, we're so, like, we care so, so, so much about what other people think about us. For literally what? What are you gaining out of that? Let's say that you put on this whole big facade. You are cool, calm, collected. You are, you got a point A to point B. You are just, ooh, pristine. Okay. Let's say you're just pristine in the way that you play yourself, right? Like, let's just say that's the way that you're making yourself to go into a social gathering. Okay. Oh, what do you know? It's well received. People like me. Oh, cool. But are you being authentic and naturally yourself? Like, at some point, you playing the cool card is not going to work. Like, I feel like this is such like a high school or elementary or just like, I don't know, just a young adult kind of mindset that we have. We care so much about what other people think. And it's actually weird because now that I'm thinking through that, I feel like for me, personally speaking anyways, like, as I went through high school and I graduated high school and I went into college, like, I was the most confident, did not care what anybody thought, was in my zone, could do whatever, and literally did not give a crap what anybody else thought about me. And then it's like you turn into a parent and you get married and you, like, whatever, you get into adulthood, and it's almost like that comes back. I don't know if you guys agree or disagree with that, but for me it did. For me it came back a little bit where now I feel like because I'm a parent, I'm so occupied with my mom duties, which I love, and I will never like say I don't love that. I love being a mom. But it does, it takes a piece of your socialness away. I feel like it takes a piece of that ability to be carefree away, or it did for me at least. And so I feel like I kind of regressed in that confidence of being able to go to social gatherings because all I cared about for 9 months was growing a healthy baby. And then after the 9 months, having that baby, raising that baby, keeping, like, my focus was completely changed from being like social and going out and meeting with friends and hanging out to now I am a full-blown parent who is raising a baby and trying to just do everything I can to better the life of this baby and just, you know, whatever. You take on a huge, huge responsibility. And so with that responsibility came like a regression in my self-care and my self-worth a little bit. Not like I didn't like myself or anything, but I felt like I lost that social side of me a little bit. And I wasn't able to really like find her anymore. And so for a long time, I really wrestled with it where I almost didn't even know how to go into social gatherings because all I was doing was being around my husband and my babies at that time. And so I felt like I was isolated. And let's be honest though, I mean, say what you want, men, hopefully you're not even listening to this right now because you're not going to agree or understand, but hormones are a real thing, okay? Can we just say that? Hormones go freaking berserk after having a baby. And if you've had a child, you know. But my hormones too, like, played such a big part, I felt like, in just like this up or down roller coaster of me like second guessing myself and just being anxious in general, but then having to go around people and being more anxious of what are people thinking about me? Am I being weird? Am I still like a fun person to be around? Because lots of people say that when you have babies, you lose friends. Well, I don't want to lose my friends or people not wanting to hang out with me. And it just spirals. Like, those would be my literal thoughts going into different gatherings of like, I must just not be fun to hang out with anymore. Because on one hand, it's like, well, I can hardly ever, guys, I'm well aware that I'm talking at a million miles per hour right now. But this is all just like rushing to me. It's like I couldn't go to social gatherings very often because, again, I'm a parent now. I have other responsibilities. But then it was like when I would go, I'd either A, have the baby with me and my husband, or would only be able to stay for a little bit and then I'd have to go pick up her baby. Or even if we had a sitter, like, I would be nervous and anxious to be away from my baby. Like, oh my gosh, okay, are they doing okay? What's going on at home? Like, there's always something else playing in the back of my mind when I would try to be at these social gatherings. And so then on one side of my head, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, oh, I'm a parent. I should be with my baby. How's my baby doing? There's mom guilt, blah, blah, blah. And on the other side, I'm like, oh my gosh, this mom guilt is getting so in the way of me being able to actually hang out and enjoy myself. People probably think People probably think I'm just miserable or not enjoying myself, or I'm just antisocial now, or I'm just cranky. And it was like trying to cater to everyone else's emotions or expectations of how they thought I would be in a social setting. So there's a few different ways. Hopefully you guys are following that. But like, from a very innocent and young age way, there's probably that social anxiety of like, I just hope people like me. Like, I just want to be well received. I just want people to know that I'm fun to be around. And I just want to have friends. I want to make these connections, which is a total 100% natural thing for a human. Like, we thrive off of connections. Of course, everybody wants that. So there's that side of it. But there's also the side post babies where you are now like, I of course want people to like me, but I also don't want them to think I'm weird. Like, am I the parent who just doesn't know how to be a person besides just a parent now? And I really wrestled with that for a long time. And it came down to the fact of like, I had to make peace within myself of who I am as a friend, who I am as a parent, who I am as a wife, who I am as a sister, daughter, whatever, all the things, all the hats that I wear. I had to just fully embrace like, this is the stage of life I'm in right now. Things are chaotic. I'm trying to enjoy being around my friends and I'm trying to go to social gatherings and not pick myself apart, but I've got a million other things on my mind and I just have to be okay with it. And I kind of give myself that permission to just let myself not be perfect. Like, I don't have to go put on a show for anybody else. And truly, if you have to do that, like, those aren't your people anyways. I love that I can go to some of my friends' houses and be a total hot mess, talk about the freaking shish kebab show that we had with the babies or whatever is going on. Like, I can fully go and just like be myself. And that's like the best part of making a connection. I guess what I'm trying to say is you don't want to go into different social gatherings or events and dress yourself up to be something that you're not and create a picture of yourself that's not accurate because, well, what kind of relationship is that building, right? Give yourself permission to be you, to be as quirky as you want to be as goofy as you want to be, you know, even like as cranky as you want to be sometimes. You don't want to be the downer of the party, but it's okay to not just be rainbows and butterflies 24/7. It's not realistic to be rainbows and butterflies 24/7. And so it's okay to just go in and authentically be yourself. And I will say from the other perspective where I feel like sometimes I can almost just read it on people where they are just so out of their mind, anxious to be in a social gathering. They're just like stirring, they're cranky, they're maybe off by themselves. Like, and I get it and I can understand it and I can identify it because I've been there before. And so, you know, you'll see someone who's either sitting off in the corner, just kind of like by themselves and knowing like I'm thinking of one person, an example, I'm obviously not going to say their name, but knowing this person and knowing that they're actually a good time and can really let loose and have fun and like enjoy being with others. Like, I know that they're not really just a cranky person who's isolated and doesn't want to talk to anybody. And in that moment, I'm thinking of a specific situation. She was just so, you know, just, I don't know, her social anxiety was getting the best of her. She wasn't able to partake. And it's sad in those situations because I'm like, how often do you get to go hang out with your friends or have adult time or be away from the kids for a little bit? And we let our social anxiety just dictate that whole time. Well, now's the time to like let loose a little bit, enjoy others, be around others, and let those connections happen not naturally. So there's that side of it where it's like you're isolated, you pull yourself away. Maybe it's unintentional, but you don't know how to socialize and you're freaking yourself out, right? That's one side of it. Or you could have the other side where it's like all you do is play the yes man card. Like you're so afraid to be yourself that you're just agreeing with what everybody else is saying. Oh yeah, yeah, I like that too. Oh, that's really cool too. Oh, I did that too. Oh yeah. Like if I'm being honest, and maybe this makes me, no, I am a nice person. Maybe this just makes me, I don't know, dumb. But it's almost harder for me to make connections with people when they play that yes card or yes man card that much. Because I know, like, I'm not the same person as everybody else. So how am I trying to say this? When you come up to me and say that you just agree with everything that I'm saying, that's like, it's kind of annoying to me, if I'm being honest. Not because I want to be mean and I'm trying to be annoyed by you, but I guess it's just because I know that's not real. Like, you can't possibly like everything that I like. You can't think every same thought that I think. Like, it's okay to differ from my opinions. And I think that's something that we as a society are so bad at like grasping. Like, you can be friends with someone who has very different views than you. Like, that's okay. Just because you guys don't agree on the same thing does not mean you're not friends. I'm thinking of one of my, I'm not about to talk politics, but kind of, sort of. I'm thinking of one of my really good friends from college, and I got a soft spot for him because he's been a good friend of Mike and I's for a long time. And he was there from the beginning of our relationship, and we were with him through his ups and downs too. And I just got a soft spot for this guy. We could not differ more on politics, I think, and, you know, just values of some sorts, kind of here and there. Like, we have very differing views. And still, I consider him one of my best friends. Like, love this guy. Hardly ever see him, but when we do, it's always so much fun. And I think that's something really important to share because, again, we have this assumption that if we are meeting other people, we have to be just like them in order to connect, in order to be friends. No, you just have to not be an a-hole and be able to deal with those differences and still be able to find light in that relationship. Like, hey, guess what? We don't agree on political views. Guess what we're not going to talk about when we're hanging out together? Probably political views. Like, it doesn't have to be that hard. We overcomplicate it. And I think we choose to be offended about stupid things sometimes. Like, yeah, and I will say that again. We choose to be offended sometimes. You don't have to take everything so freaking personally. I'm going totally on a soapbox right now and rampage, on a different rampage, but rampage, whatever, guys. You get what I'm saying. That's a huge thing that I feel like leans into our social anxiety is we feel like we have to totally agree with someone else. Well, no, that's not the case at all. But I mean, you can have friends who don't have the same values of you or views or even the same likes to some degree. And you can still have a really great friendship out of that. Lastly, another thing that I think plays into social anxiety is the fact that it kind of goes along with the yes man perspective, but the fact that we just try so hard, it's like trying so hard just like bleeds that desperate energy out of you. Is it bad to say desperate energy? And guys, I know it's hard not to sometimes when you really do. Maybe you are desperate for friends. Maybe you really, really need a friend in your life right now. This is where I get a little biblical, and this is where people probably roll their eyes at me, but I don't care because really, you have to be okay with who God created you to be and who you are in Jesus before you lean on other people's. And I will stand by that. Like, you can't change my mind on that because I've been there where I was looking for others to kind of fill this void of just wanting a relationship with a friend and just wanting to have someone there for me. when really it was like this whole time God was not allowing those things to happen because I had to come to terms with who I am as a person before I can have any sort of friendship or relationships. And I think that's huge. We can't try so hard. It's almost ironic. Like, I'm thinking of when Mike and I started talking because for those of you who don't know, I was very much so smitten over good old Mikey B and had a big old crush on him. And so for the first several months, he was very hesitant. He thought I was too young, which there's 4 years difference, by the way. Come on. So he was very kind of hesitant. We were both in college and I had the hots for Mikey B. How else can I say it? And so it was almost just like ironic though, because I was just trying so hard to get his attention, so hard for him to like me, so hard for us to like have a relationship. And it felt like I was just running into a dead end every single time until finally, like, I just had a conversation with God of just accepting whatever was going to be. Like, you know what? Whether this turd picks me or not, like, I love myself and I'm okay with myself and I'm confident in who you've created me to be. And so I don't need his acceptance to be my reassurance. Like, I don't need it. And I finally got to that point. And let me tell you, it took some time. Okay. It was not a walk in the park to get there, but I got there nonetheless. And so, having that moment and that period of growth was just like, it opened my eyes to the fact that, well, no wonder that's what God was wanting me to do this whole time. Like, that's probably why I was struggling to catch his attention for so long, because I was just so, so desperate for it. I was trying for it so much that it was just like backfiring. And so the irony to that was, as soon as I just let go of control and said, you know what, here I am, I love myself, I'm confident in who I am, if you don't pick me, that's okay, then things will work out the way they're supposed to. As soon as I got to that peace of mind in my head, it was like, boom, all of a sudden, guess who's catching feelings for me? Oh, weird how that works when you just let go of trying so hard and just truly accepting who you are before you are ever concerned with what other people think about you. It is the most liberating thing you can do for yourself to be able to walk into a room and think, you know what? If I walk out of here tonight and no one likes me and I don't leave with a friend, who freaking cares? Because I love myself and I don't have to sit and wait for other people to accept me in order to be confident in who I am. If I walk into this room and I don't leave with a friend, well, guess what? It just must not be the room meant for me, you know? Being able to just have your back before you have the backs of others, especially when they have other opinions of you, if that makes sense. Back yourself up, be confident in yourself before you allow other people to dictate how you're going to look at yourself. And let your guard down. The other thing is, I think I really had like this revelation, call it that if you want, where when I walk into a room, or when I used to anyways, and I would have social anxiety, what I'm noticing about myself is that I would walk in there and have my defense mode up. And that's where a lot of my anxiety came from. Because again, like I had already said, you're kind of already assuming that other people are judging you, looking at you, wondering, oh, what's she doing here? Why is she so shy? Oh, why is she wearing that? She looks like a freaking doofus. Like, you're having all these thoughts about people are probably judging me and think I'm weird. Well, guess what? That's not the case at all. And instead of taking the defense mode and entering a room on your heels, why not kind of switch perspective? And instead of being so concerned about yourself, be concerned about other people. Look at them. How are they doing? What do they like to do? What do you guys have in common? What don't you have in common? Like, how are they doing in this situation? Maybe X, Y, and Z, whatever situation they're going through. You know, get to know other people and know their hearts, know them and love them. And don't be so concerned of how others are perceiving you. Again, like I said, we all kind of walk into a room assuming that we are the main character, that other people are looking at us and judging us. And truth be told, that's not ever happening. We're all so stinking concerned about ourselves. What if we tried being concerned about others and just getting to know them and not having to look for anything in return for ourselves? I find that's like the most natural way for relationships to form, and the most organic way, and the most carefree way, the way that you can kind of leave a room and say, you know what, I was fully 100% myself there and was able to have a really great time without trying to dress myself up as something I wasn't. So I don't know. I just hope that gives you a little bit of encouragement. If you're an adult like me, especially a parent who, like I said, you've gone through the transition of maybe being carefree and more extroverted, then going through the process of having kids and, you know, putting on your parenting hat, that's a huge, huge adjustment. And I think it really does alter our ability to socialize sometimes. And we have to remember that while being a parent is a huge, huge, one of the best, most favorite parts of my life, and probably yours too, it's a huge responsibility that we take on and a huge privilege that we get to take on. We also are a person outside of that. And some people might shake their heads at that and get annoyed by that, but it's true. And I think until we can acknowledge that and just allow ourselves to be a human and a wife and a teacher and a daughter and a sister and whatever you are, allow yourself to be that on top of being a mom, wear all of your hats and fully embrace the fact that you're more than just a mom. Like, that's how you find a little more freedom, in my opinion. And that's how you find a little more confidence in yourself and in yourself. And, you know, I feel like that's also a way that you can go about your parenting without unintentionally creating resentment for your kids. Like, that's the last thing I ever want to have towards my babies. Like, the freaking light and joy of my life, I never want to have resentment toward them. Well, that means taking care of myself too, and allowing myself to be a human, and allowing myself to have my extroverted energy, my carefreeness, and whatever else comes along with that. I think we have to get back to the basics of looking introspectively at ourselves and being able to have full confidence in ourselves and who God has created us to be and love ourselves. It's huge. We don't just look at ourselves and are okay with who we are. We're not just like, I'm pretty mediocre. I'm all right. I'll take it. No, we have to find the way to love ourselves before we are ever able to love anybody else. And you guys have probably heard that said before, but it's so stinking true. Until you can appreciate who you are and the qualities of yourself, you're never going to have an authentic relationship that you're probably looking for. So I don't know, you guys, social anxiety is a weird one. It's one that I never thought I'd really run into until I did. And luckily I feel like I have pulled myself out of it. I'm confident in who I am. I love who I am. I don't need other people to accept me in order to like who I am. And that's an extremely liberating thing to be able to have. So I'm just encouraging you guys to try and find that. Spend that time with yourself. Be nice to yourself. Compliment yourself. Love yourself. Look at your qualities, the good, bad, and ugly, and still accept it all before you expect anybody else to be able to do that for you. So hopefully you found some encouragement with this. Hopefully you're able to take it with you in the next gathering that you go to, and that you're able to just be yourself, let loose, hang out, be carefree, and just kind of embrace whatever comes your way from that point on. So anyways, if you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys to pieces, and we will do this again another time.